My favorite childhood memoir would have to be vacationing at my Nana's house during the summer. When I lived in Florida, I would only get to visit her twice a year, during the summer and during the winter, getting to have the time of my life with her and my three cousins. I now live with them, but unfortunately my Nana passed away in 2010, the same day I was flying to stay here with her for 3 weeks. I treasure every moment I had with her because she was so special to me. When the four of us were little, we would always spend the mornings and afternoons during the week at her house on Little Meadow Road while our parents were at work. We had a bounce castle in the basement that we'd spend hours playing in while she just sat on the couch watching us, finding happiness in ours. We had miniature Cadillacs that we'd ride around up and down the driveway, and she had us smiling for hours, making us feel like princesses. Playing chef in our basement bar with a waitress named Mrs. Appleton that we made up with our minds, who served cookies, water, milk, and other plastic replicas of food. We would each take turns at playing her role. The only four things children could prepare is a meal. Mornings spent eating her famous eggs in a basket for breakfast. Evenings spent watching baby Einstein while gulping down chocolate milk out of sippy cups. Her sitting right by our sides watching with us. It was almost as if she enjoyed them just as much as we did. So many memories in that house with her. I wish I could go back and relive them all the time. I don't think I ever felt more loved by anyone than I did by her. Every day with her was like being with an angel. She was perfect in every way, and I shared all of my favorite childhood memories with her. In fact, she was my favorite childhood memory.